Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to me all by myself on Building Fortunes Radio. We usually do this radio show segment with a great friend of ours. His name is Ole Cantos. Ole, that's O-L-L-I-E, Cantos, C-A-N-T-O-S. Ole Cantos is a great gentleman. He's a lawyer over in Washington, D.C. He has been appointed by three presidents, I believe, to be on different committees, and he's done some amazing things over his lifetime as somebody who has been a lawyer for the federal government over in Washington, D.C. He didn't start off that way, but as a result of the wonderful things he's been doing, he's been able to enhance our Building Fortunes radio listening audience every once in a while with some cool stuff that's happening in Washington, D.C. However, the real reason why he's here is because he's a wonderful dad. He's a dad to three boys, Nick, Stephen, and Leo. They happen to be triplets, and they are the first triplets ever to win. Not win. They don't win anything. They achieved the Eagle Scout Awards with the Boy Scouts, and they were the first ones to ever do it, and they also happen to be blind as well. So they have just done amazing things. We've been following them since they've been 16 years old on Building Fortunes Radio. Now they're in their 20s, and they are in college, and they do wonderful things. And sometimes Nick is the gentleman that jumps on our radio show. He has been the most prolific, if you will, of the three boys, but Leo is actively involved too. And none of them are on our radio show today, and Ole slid in just on time for my introduction. So I don't even sweat it out anymore when Ole's not here on time, because he can usually figure out how to get here just in time for me to lengthen my my introduction of Ole Cantos. So a little bit of bragging on Ole Cantos. He is a gentleman who is also blind as well. That doesn't mean anything to him, obviously, because he just seems to be getting, he does a lot of stuff as far as getting around. We've done some amazing things with him on Building Fortunes Radio that most people would never think about. He's been cross traffic. He's been at the president's inauguration. He's been at the White House the day that President Trump was winning the elections. Maybe he'll be at the White House again in 2020. Who knows who'll be running for president on that day? But or who knows? Who the heck knows what's going to be going on based on those types of things? But the other cool thing is that he's just an amazing gentleman who has found success with an MLM company that he really is just having a blast with. So having fun making money, helping himself and his family. In many ways, some of them started off as health ways, meaning his son Leo started taking the product, and that was kind of like the sperm and the egg of this conversation. And then,
that should be the title of this radio show.
The sperm and the egg of this conversation. They gotta look at it. You know, when does life,
that would that would draw life all sorts of traffic.
That's it. So that'll be used for clickbait if we want, as well as everything else.
Oh, clickbait. Oh, yeah.
Yep. So the cool thing is that that's where it all got started. And then as a result of that, they've kind of picked up the ball and ran with it, and they've had huge success. Like I said, financially it's working, but also in a health sense, that's also working well for people. Ole is here. The boys aren't, so I get a chance to hog Ole's conversation all at once. And then we also had a couple of really cool – we've always had some really nice radio shows. Some of them are a little bit more dramatic than others. But one of the radio shows, we actually lost the boys. Not that we lost them. Well, we lost contact with the boys as they were traveling on a train. They were fine. They got where they were supposed to be faster than they were supposed to be. But we've also done other cool things as well. So it's kind of neat. The only thing I think Ole hasn't done that I'm not challenging him to do is jump out of a plane on Building Fortunes Radio.
Oh, no thanks. I'm never going to do that. No.
That is not a challenge.
That I won't do.
That is not,
nope.
And that would suck too, because the transmission, you know, we'd lose reception. So even though you do it and you'd hit the ground successfully, you probably wouldn't be able to record the whole thing anyway. So having said any or all of those things, we're coming up to a time of year, of course, where it's the holidays, and I want to say happy holidays to everybody that might celebrate the holidays. And Ole, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you, Peter, as always. It's really an exciting time on the health front for many people. I actually have seen just within this past week testimonials of various people within our team grow even more, to the point where now one of the people, his testimony has gone from, well, we'll sort of see, it's gone from that to now it's a cause of his, and he is talking about this everywhere, and he's literally to the point because he's seeing what it's doing for him. So he is really to the point where he's telling people who he knows, hey, you know, hey, this is not about the money. I really could care less about that right now. I just want you to be better, whatever it is, you know. And it's so nice to see how his feeling about the product continues to evolve. I mean, it's literally, once people are on this, it becomes very emotional because we see what the product does for us personally, and then we can't stop raving about it because our lives are just better. It's just incredible the ways that the product has changed people health-wise. And then there's this one team member who loved the product, and then they got off of the product not because they wanted to, but because they said, well, you know, I have all these other things I need to pay for and all this stuff with just life, you know. But they needed the product so much that they made the necessary changes, and they're back on auto ship again. That was not because of pressure from me or anything. I said, well, you know, I love you no matter what, you know, what we're always here. I'll keep telling you, I told them, hey, I'll keep telling you how your group grows, all that stuff, you know, but we're always here. No judgments, no nothing, no anything. But when they got off the product, they realized it was just not worth it to be off of it. It's just not worth it. I mean, what I literally heard from them was, it's just not, it is literally not worth whatever money they didn't spend, because their health just changed dramatically enough where they're like, oh, that's not, I'm never doing that again. And so they're back on auto ship again, you know. And the only reason why I bring that up is because lots of our MLM programs, just with people throughout the industry, there are different auto ship possibilities for people. Of course, that creates a residual income for the MLM distributorship. But the thing that I have not seen as intensely in other places, I'm sure it happens, but at least from my experience, I just haven't seen it like it is here, where people who end up not on the product, they end up running back toward the product, and then they're like, oh, I'm never not do, I am not doing that again, you know, because they love it that much. I mean, that shows that the product really does improve people's health, because why would they otherwise do it? And in their case, they just can't keep their hands off the product. They just need it, and they rave about it all the time. I was literally just talking with the wife today, and it was funny because she said I want my husband on this product, and I'm saying, well, that's really great, you know. I'm glad you believe in the product and stuff. She said, yeah, I believe in the product, but I want him on the product because that way he won't be so grumpy. Every time he's not on the product, he's grumpy because he's not feeling well. So he needs to – so for us to preserve our marriage, he better stay on the product. Just like, oh, boy. So I just thought it was kind of funny, you know, that kind of thing where they're the adamant – love that they have for what this does for them is just exciting. I mean, and it happens to everybody who's on the stuff with us. I mean, and it's that's why it is really a lot of fun where we're part of something where lives just keep changing, but literally they keep changing. I mean, for this other person who I told you about, for him to go from, well, we'll sort of see, to him now saying, hey, you know, whatever it takes, I just want everybody to have their hands on it, is just incredible. And because the motivation for us, when we see what it does, we just want everybody we care about to have it, and we want them to have it badly. I mean, and the funny thing is, just because of who I'm around, and we'll see when it comes through, because I'm pretty confident it's going to come through eventually, or maybe even next week or this week. I have to check. Maybe it's already done by now. But one of the people who's coming into this in terms of buying the product is a former member of Congress, but a very distinguished, longtime member of Congress. I mean, really, really powerful member of Congress that he was during. He was in Congress for more than 2 decades, you know, he and his wife are really good friends of mine. And I just was talking about this stuff, and they said, "Yeah, let's try it. Let's go for it," you know. And then so I told them, "Well, look, we recommend that you do it for 90 days. If you're not going to do it for 90, don't worry about it, because we want to make sure that you have a good experience with it." And they're like, "Yeah, yeah." And so, I mean, the thing is, when you believe in a product as much as we do with ours, with this business, it's really easy to talk about, because we literally know what's going to happen to people. And it's exciting because when we are a part of a company where lives change, then the other stuff, it's almost secondary, like what's the comp plan, how are people paid, all that stuff. I mean, all of that is really important, especially people get involved with this to build businesses, you know, which is really exciting. But the thing is, you have to have something good. It can't just be, oh, well, I just want to make a buck. It has to be something that really works for people, that you would buy whether you are part of this business or not. The big test is, if you are going to buy a product, do you believe in the product so much that even if it was not part of an MLM, would you still buy it? And for us, it's an emphatic yes. None of us would ever dream of getting off of it. And the funny thing is, within the family, last night, I was talking with my niece. She's 10 years old. And one of the things is, my sister was not as intent on using the product, only because she's not the kind that likes scheduling, like taking things on a regular basis. That's just how she is by her own admission. And so, because my niece has seen what the product has done, she's 10 years old. She doesn't know about MLM. She doesn't know about any of that stuff. But because she's seen the value that it's had in other people in the family, she's like, "Mom, take the product." You know, like, I was literally on the phone with her, and she's like, "Excuse me." And then she ran off, and she's like, "You need to take it." You know, like, so my mom is getting my niece to make sure to watch my sister take the product, so that way she can be better, you know, with whatever her challenges are. And then when my mom is there, she makes sure that my sister takes it. So the thing is, even when people are reluctant, because in this case, my sister is surrounded by people who care about her, who know the product works, then it changes them. So eventually, she will learn that she should stay on it and do it regularly, because when her own 10-year-old daughter stands there and waits for her to take the product, because she literally says, like, okay, you know, and there's a certain way you take it, like you hold it in your mouth for 30 seconds to a minute. You don't just swallow it, you know, you hold it so it all absorbs well. And then so my mom literally asks my niece, okay, did you see her actually take the product, you know? So she's a witness, and my sister knows that my niece is a witness, so she does it because my mom will be aggravated with my sister if she doesn't, because we, you know, it's just like, my mom is really hands-on. My sister is oh my gosh, she's 42 this year, and I'm 49, and my mom is in both of our lives that deeply still. you know, like she's like, oh, did you take your medicine? Did you take your whatever? If you're sick, in this case, did you take your product, you know? And so because it keeps just getting better, her adamance gets higher, but then, but we believe in it anyway. But my sister, even though she has gone into this just not being really very vigilant in taking the product, even though she sees it does good in people's lives, she just doesn't like taking things. Even that is changing. And then, so if this product is so good that even the most skeptical people see changes, or even if the most lazy people, not that my sister is lazy, but lazy in terms of taking the product regularly, just with anything, it's not even us. She just doesn't, she just, if ever she has prescription medicine, she doesn't take it. You know, it's just like, some people are just like that. But when a product is so good that it facilitates people around that person really urging that they stay on it, that shows the kind of vehement commitment that we all have in believing in this stuff working. And it's just exciting. And that's what I love about all this. This is a culture here that people on this radio show get to see grow every week because of what's happening here. And the thing that I just love is that ordinary people on our team are breaking new leadership ranks. And so that means, it translates to, I'm not the only one making money in this. You know, I mean, if I work really hard on this and I'm making some money, but my people aren't making money, that doesn't make me feel good very much. You know, then I'd feel like I'm kind of just on their backs, you know, but that's not how it is. Anybody who's followed the way we've shown them how to do it, and anyone who's stayed on the product, they've all made money. All of them, 100% of them have made money. Even the ones who don't even know this industry, they've made money, and their teams keep growing, even though they've never had teams before. I mean, it's really exciting. I mean, I could name people that have never been successful in this industry, never thought of ever being involved with this industry, and yet here they are making checks, and here I am watching their checks get bigger. It's like, wow, that's really nice. And so talk about a good way to retain people. When they get paid, they're like, oh yeah, this works. So like, I mean, so frequently in this MLM industry of ours, there are people who try to fleece the sheep, the way my old friend used to say, where they try to make people buy these needless books, tapes, and meetings and stuff, like these things that where the distributor leadership makes the money and not the company, where they just fleece the people and they pawn all the stuff without any real proof of anything being that successful. Here in our company, our training is free. The conference calls are free. The app is free. The prospecting that we can do, where we have an app that actually tracks the status of our prospects, like literally from the very beginning. First, are they a prospect at all? You add them. Did you talk to them? Did you send them a video? Did you then book an appointment? Did you have a meeting with them? Did they say yes? Is there a follow-up? Did they sign up? Did you get them started? You know, like, there's different steps. The app tracks that. How much does it cost? Nothing. We have motivational calls every day, so that way we stay plugged into the system. We have conference calls every night, some within our respective organizations and others that the company holds. How much are those? Nothing. What about during the day? There's an 11:30 call every day. Those go from Monday through Friday. Those are free. And then if you miss the live call at 11:30 in the morning Eastern time, well, you can call in and listen to the recording. Those are free. And the reason why I'm pointing this out is that our philosophy as a company is that we want you to spend your time building by using the resources that are available to you, so you make money by putting money in your pocket, by giving people the products that we know will change people's lives. And in the process of changing people's lives, yeah, you make money. So the whole thing is to put people first, not to try to fleece everybody financially and like, oh yeah, if you really want to do well in this business, then you'll buy these books, tapes, and me's. No, no, no. I mean, we do have events for the year. There's a national convention in September. The one next year is going to be in Anaheim. There's another event coming up in March, you know, that's in Texas. And then there are all these other trips that you can qualify for. And then while you're growing in rank, when you're before you go for what our business calls the diamond level, before that level, there are different leadership profit-sharing pools that you get while on the way to diamond. And then when with some of those, the trips that you go, the only ones who pay for their trips are the diamonds. Like, they pay for their own trips to go, and then if they want to go, they pay for their trip. And then the people who get the money to go on these trips are the people who are still going up in rank. I mean, that is cool. I mean, and the diamonds themselves make a lot of money anyway. But the whole thing is, and I asked about this is not how I thought these normally work, you know. And the way it was explained to me by one of the top people in our company, she said, we need to support the people who are in the middle class of the leadership ranks, because if we don't have them, we'll never have large organizations. You have to make sure that people, you know, and smaller clusters are making some money, so it builds the strength of the organization overall. You have to reward them as they grow. If not, you can't stay stable. You're going to grow, and even if you have a large membership list because you have a lot of people on your list, they all come with you, none of them will stay if they don't themselves do well to some degree. And so the company actually builds into the system, you're being paid while you are still growing in leadership rank. I mean, I'm already a leader in the business. I'm already among the top in terms of the overall company, how many ever make the rank I'm in. I'm what's called a bronze executive already. I have my eye on silver next. And then, you know, it's exciting. But for me to be making part of a leadership pool and stuff, but like, wow, I never got to do that before. You know, like just different things that are triggered by these different mid-level ranks is exciting. And then later when I get to the higher ranks, the diamond income with ours is just to make diamond, just to have the word diamond in our leadership rank, that's already, the average is roughly about $21,000 a month. And beyond diamond, there's 1, 2, 3, there are 9 additional ranks. No, there are 8 additional ranks above diamond, that are different kinds of diamonds, et cetera, that are in higher leadership ranks. But the average diamond makes 21,000, and the other 8 leadership ranks above that make way more. But to me, 21,000, it's just an amazing amount of money just for the month. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, you know. And to meet people who've done that, but people who are down to earth, they don't have compared to private other prior organizations I've been a part of in this industry. In the other place that I used to go, a really big network marketing company, there's this distributed organization. They had a velvet rope and a red carpet, and they had a chain of velvet rope that you couldn't go past where these people were. And so you're like, wow, I can't get to them. Wow. That's just totally not how it is here. We don't have the rah-rah thing like that. You could walk up to anybody. You can walk up to the president of the company. I mean, you know, that's what was done. I was introduced, my upline leader introduced me to the president of the company. We just sort of chatted in the hallway, you know, and it was really, really cool. And I'm like, gosh, this is such a down-to-earth place. So people's motivations here are different. It's just different culturally. Oh my gosh, I didn't even take time for a break. We should do a break real quick, and I'll get to the point of why I'm talking about all this. But Peter, I should turn over time back to you.
There we go. We'll be right back. Here we go.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous blogs, the Humongous classified ad network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Ole Cantos talking about some of the differences between organizations and the one that he's working with. And I appreciate hearing this. So, Ole, back to you.
Thank you. And what's also incredible is our upline diamond leader assigned an accountability partner to me who in our business is called a platinum executive. That is right below diamond. And I am watching as that couple, they're prepared. They're getting closer by the week. They are going to break diamond within the next little while. I know. I absolutely know they're going to. And it's fun to watch them grow, and I'm seeing them inch ever closer because they're telling me, oh, well, we're at this level, we're getting this many points, that kind of thing. We're getting closer. And it's the thing is with an accountability partner, here's the commitment level where even though he travels he was here for a while, but then they went off to Asia. So they went to Thailand and Singapore and gosh knows where else they're going. But even from a distance, I still get texts from him. And because we're accountability partners to each other, he, as somebody who's getting bigger and bigger, ginormous in the business, he reports to me about how he's doing. He tells me what he's been doing. I hold him accountable. And mind you, he outranks me. He's not even on my team, which is a crazy thing. He's on a completely different organization, but he literally has a business that's, I don't even know, 10 times bigger than mine. But yet the way we operate as accountability partners, he says, okay, Ole, I'm committing to you that I'm going to do this, 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 and this by this date. And then so I make a note of that stuff, and then I tell him, hey, did you do this? You said you'd do this. Did you call this person? Did you do that? And sometimes they'd be like, yeah, got it done. Or, oh, yeah, you're right. I didn't call them. I better get on that. Thanks. You know. And then on my end, he says, okay, Ole, you said you're going to do this, 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 and this. Did you do those things? And I'm like, I did these three things, but these other two, I thought, oh, I guess I forgot to do those. And so the reason why I'm bringing this up is that within our business, we have accountability partners across organizations. That's why I laugh when people say, don't you ever cross line. Oh my gosh, are you kidding? Both of us are under the same leader, but then we both lead our different organizations. And his group is way bigger than mine, but yet at the same time, he doesn't have an ego about it. He's not going to say, why do I need to report to this bronze? I'm a platinum, you know, why do I need to report to him? You know, instead, he's like, well, I need somebody to make sure I'm on track. So that's who is assigned as my accountability partner. I'll report accordingly. And me, the same thing. If somebody assigned me anybody, I'd report to them as their accountability partner. So the culture here is not being tied to people having some kind of crazy ego. I mean, here, we just want to help each other. We really do. There have been times that I've closed calls for other organizations where I knew, because I tend to be good at closing, I've figured out by now that I knew that if I got in front of a group of people that are already there and pre-qualified, I'll get some of them to sign up. So there have been times that I've been on international calls and I've facilitated people getting signed up. I don't make a penny off of that. Would I do those calls again? Heck yeah. Whenever I get the chance, any chance I get to help other people, as long as I know that the business is growing by people receiving this great product, anything to get them involved so their lives improve. And that's how people are with me too. People come up to me. They came up to me at convention and they're like, yeah, anything. You have somebody who's had this experience, we'll show them how it works. That way it helps them. And people, they make nothing off of that. But for them to be that community oriented when they know they're not going to make a penny, they know because we're not in each other's teams. Nothing of what I do will make them a penny at all. And yet they call, they say, hey, how can I help you? And then they follow up. They're like, hey, you know, you said you needed my help. I noticed we didn't talk about this lately, so just wanted to follow up. Is there anything you need? That is just cool. I mean, that's what I love about the culture of this. So the reason why I bring all this up now, because I know we're running out of time, we're about out of time now, is that people have got to understand that not all MLM companies are the same. And, of course, we all hear that. We're all proud of our respective companies. But for those of you who are in the radio audience, please know that there's a place for down-to-earth people who've never necessarily made it before but who really know that with some easy work – and I say easy in the sense that you just do the same things consistently, then you can be successful. But namely, you just say to people, well, you know, when there's a health challenge, you say, hey, you know what, I think I might have something that can help you. Then they say, oh, great. Then you say, okay, great. Will you watch a video? Yeah, sure. Okay, will you watch it tonight? Sure. Okay, I'll send it to you. Great. So I'm sending it to you now, so why don't we talk tomorrow? Does tomorrow at 7 work? Okay, great. Or whatever time? Great, let's do it. And that's it. That's literally it. If any of you even gets that and you have your own system and you hear this and you apply that and you go with it and you're not even with our company, more power to you. I put it right out there right away. I mean, I want that to hopefully help anybody who listens to this. That is really how simple it is for us. And if other places have systems in place, it could potentially work there too. And then whenever I have a call with somebody, then I have somebody – and on my team upline for me who's more experienced, who then continues the call, and then they work on getting the close done. So all I do is I just look for people who have a need that we can help meet. I get them to commit to watching a video. I send the video. Before I even leave them, I set the time for when we're going to talk. Then once they say they're available, I put a time on the schedule, and then I check upline to find somebody who can help me. And I have literally among the people who can help me are literally several multi-millionaires. Like one of them has made $10 million in this company. And she's like, yeah, of course I'll get on the phone for you. Like business size wise, I'm nothing like compared to like, we have like toward 100 people in our organization within just like 4 months. She has 80,000. And she's like, yeah, sure, I'll help you. Just call me. Let me know, and I'll help close for you. Just like that. Nothing. Not even a hesitation. So anyway, I want to give my email information here. Ollie Cantos, O-L-L-I-E, Cantos, C-A-N-T-O-S, at iCloud.com. And say you've heard about us here on Building Fortunes Radio, and I'll give you a special on that. Matter of fact, if you let me know that, then I'll even give you free product along with getting involved with us. So just for listening on here, and that's worth a lot of money, even alone. So plus, please feel free to reach out to me on Facebook. It's under Ollie Cantos, O-L-L-I-E-C-A-N-T-O-S. And you'll know it's the right account when you see me and Leo, Nick, and Steven on the Facebook cover page, and then it'll have my day job because I'm also in government and stuff, but it'll have that on there, so you'll know that that's me. So with that, I'll turn over time back to Peter, and also wanted to wish all of you the happiest of holiday seasons. I love this time of year. I'm undergoing other challenges at present for other things, but one thing I'm especially grateful for right now is this business and getting to be in this to really help change lives. So it's been really a blast, and I look forward to just continuing to be of support to anybody in whatever way I can.
Excellent information, Ollie. I really appreciate you being here. When we started doing our radio show, I knew that you were going to help people make a difference in their lives, and you were going to be able to make a difference in lots of people, and this is really amazing. Because of health and finances and support and culture and all of those things, you are a great example of what it's like to do a home-based business the right way. So say hello to all the boys, and if you go to the website, you'll see that the boys and Ollie, they are just wonderful together, and they do amazing things. It's fun to watch. And it's always wonderful to have you here, Ole. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule because you could be doing anything else, but you are here helping us with Building Fortunes Radio, showing people the benefits of a home-based business. Going to catch everybody next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, Ole.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.